Well, I make no, I certainly am very honest about this. Jesse Feiler is one of our favorite guests here on the program. He is just a joy to have in the studio each and every month. And we welcome him this morning to discuss games and role-playing for communication. Yes, those things go together. Jesse helps people and organizations get to know and use new technologies. Projects have included building the page caching. Thank you. Module for the Prodigy web browser for Mac in the very early days of the web, location-based apps for iPhone and iOS, as well as books and classes on new technologies. He has new books, iPad for Seniors for Dummies. Well, that's a great idea. That's a great idea.
This is the ninth edition. I just took it over.
Okay.
Into the first eight, but it is exciting.
Is it out now or is it coming out?
It's coming out. I see. Actually, I have the first page, the pages for the first chapter now.
Oh, okay. All right.
So I think it's out in the next month or so.
Great.
Very soon.
And then learn Apple HomeKit on the Mac and iOS. And we are also joined by Kurt Gervich, who is an associate professor in SUNY Plattsburgh's Center of Earth and Environmental Science. He teaches courses in environmental policy and sustainability. I'm actually going to turn his microphone on. He also works with EPA and other federal and state agencies across the country on a variety of environmental planning and management challenges. One of his projects is Toxic Release, an environmental education simulation. Friends of the Saranac River Trail is bringing it to Plattsburgh City Hall Community Room on Tuesday, October 25th from 5 to 8. It's free. Reservations are strongly suggested, and we'll certainly tell you more about that in just a moment. But so, Kurt, good morning. Welcome to the program.
Hi, Joe. Hi, Jesse. Thanks for having me on.
It's a great pleasure to have you on the program. And, Jesse, always wonderful to have you here. Thank you very much.
It's a pleasure.
So give us a sense of what we're talking about today and the lead into Kurt a little bit as to this project and the overall idea of games and role-playing when it comes to communication.
Well, the quick lead-in is, from my point of view, is what you said at the beginning, is that what I do, what I'm interested in is taking complexity of technology, whether it's iPads or whatever, and trying to find some way of making it, helping people to understand complexity.
And that's why we love you.
And that's true of whether I'm writing a book or whether I'm developing an app. And that's where, in fact, some time ago, we talked about gamification. And one of the things that we in the communications world, and I include you, and everyone who's listening, because they're the other side of the communications world, one of the things that we're doing is looking at new ways of communicating and helping people to understand. And games and role-playing and simulation is part of it. And that's really what Kurt is doing.
So, Kurt, talk a little bit about what this is, Toxic Release. And just basically, I guess before we get into that project specifically, talk a little bit about, in regards to what Jesse just said, of your role and how this works in communicating.
Well, sure. Actually, I think, the best way to do that is for me just to read a couple of sentences from a book. It's not a book that I wrote. It's a book by Greg Toppo, who's a games researcher. And the title of the book is The Game Believes in You. And Greg is writing about the original educational gamers. These are people that created games for education back in the late 70s and early 80s. And Greg writes what this small group of tinkerers found is that games focus, inspire, and reassure young people in ways that school often cannot. Then, as now, they believed if you are a young person, games give you a chance to learn at your own pace and take risks. Games are infinitely stupid and infinitely patient. They don't care if the wearisome math problem takes you 15 seconds or 4 hours. Do it again. Take all day. The game believes in you. And what I like about games are that they allow you to learn at your own pace, to take risks. And essentially, they create a context in which it's impossible to ignore the storyline of the game. It's impossible to not learn while you're playing. And so that's why I started creating games for the students here at SUNY Plattsburgh, and then have started taking games elsewhere around the country to play.
Okay, so what is Toxic Release?
So Toxic Release is a game that teaches about the fundamental principles of environmental conflict and environmental communication and collaboration. And it's a simulation, so it places participants in different roles, and they role play an environmental conflict scenario, a pollution scenario, where they are embedded in a community that is struggling to manage hazardous waste. People are getting sick. The environment is not maintaining ecological integrity, and the economy is suffering as a result. And participants in the game are charged with trying to solve those problems or manage those problems.
So, and Jesse, give us a sense of how your paths crossed and why this was something you wanted to do.
I think our paths basically crossed because at a brief period of time, we were both on the City of Plattsburgh Planning Board because we're both interested in planning. And then we found some commonalities in other things, and that's where we started working together on various projects, including this. I'm on Friends of Saranac River Trail, and that's where we started looking at an event like this so that we could move some of this beyond classrooms and students to members of the public, because these are issues. The things that Kurt pointed out are, they're not imaginary. I mean, they're things that we're dealing with every day. And from my point of view, and Kurt will correct me if he disagrees with me, and vice versa. and as will you, Joe. But the point is that it seems to me often we deal with these things in our position. This is my position. This is your position. What's right and what's wrong.
Right.
But there is complexity here that takes time to sort through, and having to deal with it, I think, because I did one of these things about fisheries a few weeks ago that Kurt was running, having to deal with it where you're not so directly involved with it, but you are trying to play one of the roles, seems to me, I don't know what Kurt thinks, less threatening than, you know, hitting people in a community meeting room over the head with a chair.
You know, I think there's that games offer a chance to practice skills in a non-threatening environment and a place to take risks. But more than that, I think they offer a shot at experiential learning. You know, learning while you're while doing, learning in the field, applied learning, but in contexts where it's really difficult to get into the field. I can't take my students and I can't take them and embed them in a fisheries conflict with the United Nations and international marine law. It's just out of the realm of possibility here, you know, in the confines of the college campus. But I can create a simulated environment that illustrates the dynamics of that conflict and then facilitate students' kind of participation in playing with those dynamics to understand how they interact and the outcomes.
So
I look at games as a way to kind of open a door to the real world or the experience without actually leaving the college campus.
So when we think of gaming, we often think of winning a game or losing a game. So in this case, are there winners and losers?
Well, there definitely can be, but unlike a sport, unlike a basketball game where one team wins and the other loses, in the games that I create and that I use with my students, the key to winning is often thinking beyond what is advantageous to your own role and thinking about what is also advantageous to others, so looking for mutual gains. So everybody wins or everybody loses together, which is often what we see in the real world. You know, short-term solutions to environmental conflicts produce winners and losers at the expense of another. Long-term lasting solutions tend to be win-wins, where everybody benefits. And I guess that's where I hope that my students get by the end of a game.
Do people have to prepare? Do they have to get ready?
Not a lot for toxic release. I mean, there are things that you could study going into the simulation, but it's designed to be used at introductory levels, at advanced levels, by community groups, by environmental professionals, and in the corporate sector, and across the board by people that have no or very little experience in environmental education or environmental conflict. So there's nothing that you need to do to prepare except get in the mental space where you're entering a simulated environment where you're going to learn and you're going to have fun.
So once I'm in that simulated environment, I'm playing a role, right? So can you give us an idea of sort of the roles that we would be playing?
Sure. So Toxic Release has three teams, and they represent the main stakeholder groups that are often involved in environmental conflict at the community level. And so one of those teams in Toxic Release is a kind of community environmental advocacy organization. And so the values that drive that team are values related to community sustainability, social capital, and kind of quality of life and community well-being. Is this a nice place to live? Do people treat each other well? And is the environment healthy? The second team is the industrial stakeholder, which in Toxic Release represents a persistent polluting industry. It's undefined what that industry actually creates or produces in this game. But they're a polluting industry with a relatively old facility that could stand to be upgraded and be brought up to date to meet current pollution standards. And they're driven by values such as, you know, increasing shareholder value, being a good corporate citizen, and compliance with environmental laws. And then the third team in Toxic Release is the regulator team, which represents the Environmental Protection Agency or the State Department of Environmental Conservation or Agency of Natural Resources, whatever it's called in your state. And they, their core values are equal treatment and fairness under the law, transparency, and democratic decision making. So you've got three teams, each with different values, all trying to interact to achieve common goals.
Toxic Release, the environmental education simulation, will be taking place because the Friends of Saranac River Trail are bringing it to Plattsburgh City Hall Community Room on Tuesday, the 25th of October, from 5 to 8 p.m. It is free, but reservations are strongly suggested, and I'll give you Jesse's site at the end, and you can find out how to make your reservations there. So for you as an app developer, how do you fit into all of this?
Well, in general, anything that helps people understand complexity.
You're there.
I'm there, and I'm stealing any ideas I can from it.
Okay.
The idea of involving people with it. That, to me, that's incredibly important. That's what I do all day long, besides walking the dog. So, also...
Which do you enjoy more?
they're closely related, because when confronted, I'm being very serious.
I know.
Please,
you are.
Don't
I'm,
laugh
I'm,
at
I'll
me.
I'll stop. I'll stop.
When confronted with a problem of complexity, as things that Curtis just described,
yes,
and they are very complex, and there really aren't right and wrong answers across the board. Trying to figure out how to explain this from my point of view, Kurt can do it with game playing and formal teaching and papers that he's written. But the way I do it is I try and figure out some way that it takes shape. And that is where the dog comes in, because there is nothing that beats putting a complex problem into your mind, putting a leash on the dog, walking around the block, which is 3/4 of a mile, and trying to figure out how to solve the problem. Sometimes it takes several walks. Unfortunately, Rex doesn't object to that. I'm not kidding.
No, I mean, some people, it's the shower. For you, it's walking the dog.
Yeah.
Yeah, that all makes sense.
Yeah.
Well, a reminder, Toxic Release, an environmental education simulation, will be brought to the Plattsburgh City Hall Community Room, thanks to the Friends of Saranac Valley. No, the Saranac River Trail, on Tuesday, October 25th from 5 to 8. It is free. Reservations are strongly suggested at SaranacRiverTrail.org or at Jesse's site, NorthCountryConsulting.com, where you can find out more information about that. SaranacRiverTrail.org or Jesse's site, NorthCountryConsulting.com. Deliver me. Kurt and Jesse, thank you very much for being with us this morning.
Thank you.
It's a delight to have you both here. Thank you.
Thanks for having me on.
Thank you. Best of luck to you. You're listening to The Roundtable on WAMC.